In just a moment, Generations with Kevin Swanson. But first, this. The World View in 5 minutes.
It's Monday, March 6, 2017 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Last Friday, the Oregon Court of Appeals heard Aaron and Melissa Klein's appeal of the $135,000 fine imposed on them for not baking a cake for a homosexual faux wedding. The court should issue a ruling in a few months. After the hearing, Melissa said her faith in God is still strong and her whole life is, quote, dedicated to living for Him, unquote. The current outcome of the trial for Indonesian Christian Chinese Governor Ahok has many Indonesian Christians concerned. The World View spoke to Daniel Harris with International Christian Concern in Southeast Asia about how this case could affect Indonesian Christians in a negative way. He said that if Governor Ahok is condemned, it could mean greater persecution for the Christians there. Harris said that the biggest force against the Chinese governor is a hardline Muslim group called the Islamic Defenders Front, also known as FPI.
This conservative hardline group, it becomes a very gray, politically tense situation because this FPI group is the group that has organized these massive protests that have attracted up to 200,000 to Jakarta, which happened last year, against Ahok, calling for his imprisonment, calling for him to step down.
Christ says, "You will be hated by all for my name's sake, but the one who endures to the end will be saved." Pastor Bill Devlin from New York City has contributed thousands of dollars to an underground network of smugglers in northern Iraq who have rescued over 200 girls from slavery and abuse under ISIS in the past 2 years. The rescue work is dangerous, and several smugglers have been captured and killed by the Islamic militants, reported the Christian Post. Please pray for their efforts. The Trump administration has intensified their offensive against Islamic militants. In the past week, the U.S. military carried out over 30 airstrikes against al-Qaeda groups in 3 provinces across Yemen, according to Captain Jeff Davis, a Pentagon spokesman. TSA workers will reportedly implement more thorough pat-downs for passengers at airports in the United States. Apparently, the more rigorous screenings resulted from a 2015 audit finding security vulnerabilities. President Donald Trump made a series of tweets on Saturday accusing former President Barack Obama of wiretapping the Trump Tower before his election victory last year. A spokesperson for Obama denied the claim later that day. However, on yesterday's edition of Fox and Friends, radio host Mark Levin discussed the evidence backing up President Trump's claim that someone from the Obama administration was spying on Trump before the inauguration.
The evidence is overwhelming. This is not about President Trump's tweet. This is about the Obama administration's spying. And the question isn't whether it's spied. We know they went to the FISA court twice. The question is, who did they spy on? The extent of the spying. That is, the Trump campaign, the Trump transition, Trump surrogates. They were so aggressive. They waited 4 or 5 months. They go back in October, weeks before the general election. They narrow their request. All of a sudden, we have leaks coming out on Flynn. Then we have a horrible meeting that took place between Sessions and so forth. And I'm telling you, as a former chief of staff to an attorney general of the United States in the Reagan administration, these are police state tactics.
Disney's new live-action Beauty and the Beast comes out next week, but the Henniger Drive-In Theater in Northeast Alabama said they will not be showing the film because it features a homosexual character, reported AL.com. The owner of the theater said on the theater's Facebook page, quote, "If I cannot sit through a movie with God or Jesus sitting by me, then we have no business showing it," unquote. Raymond Bowling from Austin, Indiana, was saved by the snooze button on his phone last week. He went back to bed, and a tree branch came crashing through his roof where he had been standing just moments earlier. He told Fox 59 that God had been, quote, watching out for him, unquote, on that morning. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, March 6th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. seize the day for Jesus Christ. If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we've produced the Worldviews and Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.
Welcome, my friends, to the Generations Radio Broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host, with you. I'm a homeschool father of five in studio. Bill Jack from Worldview Academy. And today, back to the issue of culture. Almanza Wilder, farmer boy out on the eastern side of New York State so many years ago, was back in the 1870s, 1880s. He did not have to deal with Hollywood in Nashville. It was such a decentralization of culture. Young people picked up their culture, their music, their entertainment, etc., from their own parents. It was pastors and parents that had the most influence for 5,940 years. It's only been the last 60 years where parents have to be on their game when it comes to pop culture. And that's why we come back to this again and again. We speak to thousands of families on this radio program. There's lots of interest and feedback on the cultural stuff. In fact, we've had some feedback from other nations, Spain, Ukraine, elsewhere, listening in to this because it is a worldwide phenomenon, Bill. It is amazing.
It's because I'm well known in Spain and the Ukraine.
That's not it, Bill.
No, you don't.
Disney is well known. Oh. Katy Perry is well known in Spain. You're not.
Katie who?
Katie Perry is well known in Spain. Bill Jack is not.
No.
And that's one reason we have this rather low budget radio program that's sounding the alarm and encouraging families around the world to salvage their children, salvage their families. We are on a salvage operation, my friends, attempting to bring in a distinctively Christian worldview and encourage people to get their hands out of the sand and discern what's going on around them. Oh, you've got to be oh so careful, friends. The gods of the marketplace, the principalities and powers that dominate, the demonic powers that dominate, the powerful institutions that are making their way into every nook and cranny around the world. We need to be able to discern these things. My son did a exploratory journey out into the Amazon Valley where he was in a village that was completely cut off from humanity. But they all had their 60-inch TV screens. Dirt floors. I kid you not, Bill. Dirt floors. Dirt poor. 60-inch screens.
Long extension cords.
To be sure that almost every nook and cranny, every village around the entire world is completely homosexualized by the year 2060. Friends, my friends, you've got to understand. It's time to be discerning. It's time to cast down imaginations, every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God in Christ by using a biblical worldview. This is the very core of the battle today. We are in the very center of the hottest battle. And now, some of the prognostications of this radio program have come to pass. And we have received blistering persecution from both Christians and non-Christians when we went after Disney for Frozen and, of course, other movies. In Frozen, there was a light reference to bestiality, as there was some reference to a young man's thing for reindeer, it's against nature's laws, and also symbolic references to homosexuality, only symbolically referenced, but born this way, born that way, we all knew what they were talking about. Thousands of media sources around the world, nations all around the world, mocked this radio program when we stepped out and did something of a critique of Disney. And, of course, Disney has been at the forefront of the stumbling little ones department for some time. Now, there's nothing more evil than this, my friends. I can't think of anything more evil than the stumbling of little ones. And Disney has been at the forefront of this. By the way, Disney just broadcast their first homosexual cartoon kiss. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
It just happened. It happened during the second season of Star vs. the Forces of Evil, a cartoon broadcast on Disney's XD. An audience scene shows two guys kissing, and later scene shows two ladies sharing an intimate moment, according to the news releases on this. Then we received some real pushback when we critiqued the insidious introduction of Harry Potter's mentor Dumbledore as a homosexual. This would have been, what, in 2007? And even the famed J.K. Rowling, the authoress of these books, has taken me to task by name on her Facebook account. Then we addressed How to Train Your Dragons. Little boy Hiccup's mentor, he turned out to be a homosexual too. Why the mentors? Why the disciples? Why do they have to be the homosexuals in these children's movies? Well, of course it's getting back to the Greek mentorship in the gymnasiums. It's the pedophilia thing coming back again and again. Now, friends, it's important that we as Christians address these things. Of course, we don't get much Christian support for taking down these precious, precious icons of modern entertainment. But this is how the left, this is how the humanists, this is how the principalities and powers are nurturing little boys into homosexuality and little girls as well. It's the nurture program. So now it's no surprise at all to us that Disney's Beauty and the Beast coming out, what, next week is addressing the homosexual thing and breaking new moral boundaries again as they present a homosexual scene, an explicit homosexual scene, and a children's movie coming out in just a week or two. Walt Disney at the front of the pack doing what it can to stumble little kids. And one of our listeners, by the way, a lady named Anthea, wrote in this morning, Pastor Kevin, she says, you've been vindicated. Hello to all at Generations. When Pastor Kevin warned about Disney films last year, the media united to scoff at him. Yesterday, I heard about the subplot of the new live-action film Beauty and the Beast and its quote-unquote gay character. I won't send you any links, as many ministries won't click on them. When I informed a friend about this, she told me that her church was planning to take a group of kids to see the film. People need to know about this before they pay out their pounds to have Disney mess with their children's minds. She must be from England. All right, so thanks to Anthea, she throws the flag on the play on this one, as we do as well. Male homosexuality is coming out in a huge blockbuster next week. Beauty and the Beast, Disney's first exclusively gay moment, hits the screens in Beauty and the Beast. We're going to talk about this more in just a moment on the Generations broadcast. Stay tuned. Folks, under Obamacare, the average family health care premiums now have exceeded $18,000, and more premium increases averaging 25% are expected for next year in 39 states. And remember, over 1,000 Obamacare plans cover abortion, and that's most of them. 5 states offer no abortion-free plans at all. And you know that all Obamacare plans contain the contraceptive abort-efficient mandate. So what do Christians do? Well, I'll tell you what we have done. My family has gone with the Samaritan Medical Sharing Ministry since 1999. Over 17 years, we have shared our medical needs with brothers and sisters in Christ, and they have shared theirs with us. And the cost? Well, it's about one-third of what the average family pays under Obamacare. And Samaritan Ministries does not support the killing of unborn children. Our family has saved over $200,000 in insurance premiums over the last 17 years, and we have helped literally hundreds of Christian brothers and sisters with their medical needs. We write checks every month to different families who have needs to cover. How cool is that? On top of all of that, we can support the lives of unborn children while the powerful systems in Washington are doing just the opposite. I want to encourage you to check out Samaritan Ministries as an option for your family. Imagine healthcare sharing in a Christian way, protecting life as Christians do at one-third the cost. Just check it out at SamaritanMinistries.org and mention Kevin Swanson when you sign up, and we'll send you a free copy of my new book, Family Life. That's SamaritanMinistries.org. And we're back on the Generations Radio broadcast. Once again, my friends, Disney Films. Disney, the great children's film producer over the last, 50, 60, 70 years, is leading the pack in the child stumbling department in America to stumble again, 30, 40, 80 million kids in America and a billion kids around the globe. Yes, indeed, it is Disney Films that is at the forefront of this time celebrating homosexuality its first exclusive homosexual moment hits the screens in Beauty and the Beast. And Bill, here's the kicker. It's rated PG.
That is incredible.
I didn't say PG-13, Bill. I said PG. Now, what does that mean?
I know.
What does that mean? That means every little kid in America, except for, the 40,000 that tune into this radio program and a few others, are going to be watching this movie.
Yeah.
And it's PG, and it's presented as a heartwarming, well-beloved narrative, and y'all know what that means. Well, here's an interview done with Attitude Magazine. Director Bill Condon says, the character LeFou is somebody who on one day wants to be Gaston. So this is the male, speaking of another male. LeFou is somebody who wants to be Gaston, and on another day wants to kiss Gaston. He's confused about what he wants. It's somebody who's just realizing that he has these feelings. And Josh, who plays LeFou, makes something really subtle and delicious out of it. Now, see, that's the kicker right there. That's the kicker. How do the most indescribable evils become the most heartwarming, well-beloved narratives in the modern world, even to Christians? How does it happen? How does it happen? How does it happen? It happens by the witchcraft of modern filmmaking, beautiful music, sick romanticism, and hearts that at root hate God. And as Bill Condon says, he makes something really subtle and delicious out of it. What does that sound like to you, especially as I say it this way? Make something really subtle and delicious out of it. What does that sound like, Bill?
Kind of like the snake in the garden.
You got it. You nailed it.
Good impersonation, but it was a little creeper for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
don't do that again.
It's okay? A creeper movie,
don't
Bill.
Don't do that again.
Okay. It's a creeper movie, Bill.
Yeah. And yet, you know, it's like rat poison.
Yeah.
95% of rat poison is nutritious.
Oh, is it? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, maybe even 99%. Mm. Is that 1% that'll kill you?
That's the problem.
Yep.
That's the problem. You know, there's no better example of this than the Pied Piper of Hamelin. And, of course, Disney is the Pied Piper of Hamelin. I had to go back to the story. I went back to Wikipedia as a summary of the story of the Pied Piper of Hamelin. You've heard of it before, right? Okay, so here's how it goes. I'm just going to read it because there is something here. There's something very symbolic. There is something prophetic about what happened back in 1384 in Hamelin, Germany, that is pretty much what is happening to billions of kids in our day as well. Listen to this. On St. John and Paul's day, while the Hamelinites were in church, can you stop for a moment? That's critical.
Yeah. They were sitting in their pews.
These are the evangelicals. By the 40 million in America sitting in their pews on a Sunday morning, what were they doing on Saturday night, Bill? They were watching Beauty and the Beast 2017, right?
Yeah.
That's what they were doing. So here's what happened, the Pied Piper of Hamelin. On St. John and Paul's day, while the Hamelinites were in church, the Pied Piper, dressed in green like a hunter playing his pipe, in so doing, he attracted the town's children. 130 children followed him out of town into a cave and were never seen again. Depending on the version, three children remained behind. One was a lame child and could not follow quickly. The second was deaf and therefore could not hear the music. And the last was homeschooled. No, I'm just kidding. The last was blind, unable to see where he was going. These three informed the villagers of what happened when they came out from the church. Other versions related that the Pied Piper led the children to the top of Koppelberg Hill, where he took them to a beautiful land and had his wicked way, or a piece called Koppelberg Mountain, or that he made them walk into a lake as he did with the rats, and they all drowned. Now, he had his wicked way. There have been some interpretations of this that he introduced them to sexual perversion. That has been a version of the Pied Piper of Hamelin. But the key issue here is that, by the way, it really happened, they say, in 1384 in Hamelin, Germany. But the key thing is that these children were taken by music. They were taken by culture. They were taken by the thing that speaks to the heart. The four-color, beautiful scenery and the action on the screen, as well as the music that always attends the beautiful story, quote-unquote beautiful story, that's being told. Friends, my friends, this is how it works again and again and again. By the way, Psalm 1 tells us, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, nor standing in the way of sinners. Proverbs 1:15. And by the way, the Proverbs are filled with this. This is why you teach your children the book of Proverbs. This is why our Proverbs Bible study guides as an option, an alternative to what you would do by putting your children in front of Disney flicks one day after another, every single day of their growing up years. No, no, you give them the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 1:15 says, my son, do not walk in the way with them. Hold back your foot from their paths, for their feet run to evil. Proverbs 4:14, another warning here. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not proceed in the way of evil men. I think every pastor should warn of the wicked teachers that are out there in many public schools and private schools, and the wicked teachers on the silver screens, wicked peers that lead astray, pop culture that leads astray. Every parent, every pastor should warn of these things. Proverbs 4, Proverbs 1, Psalm 1 should be on our lips almost every day. These warnings are of value. They do protect our children and our families. And if there will be any kind of a generational faith that will be passed on, friends, it's only going to happen if there is a pastor, a parent, who will be faithful to warn of the Pied Piper of Hamelin.
You know, what's interesting is that while you were talking, I was reminded that when I was a child, there was the Wonderful World of Disney, and it was on Sunday nights. Uh-huh. And I never got to watch it. Never got to watch it because my folks insisted that we go to church on Sunday
evening.
They
were out at the Hamelin Church.
Yeah, but I was there with them.
And you were there with them.
Yeah, I was in the pew with them. And so I was always a bit disgruntled because I always wanted to watch the Wonderful World of Disney. But that was the Pied Piper. You're right. Even back then, even way back then. And the other thought I had was that we last week went to I did the Teen Pack class.
Yes.
And in Colorado.
Right.
And so the students heard from Justice Gabriel, Richard Gabriel.
All right. Now, this is a Christian organization that sponsors an at the Capitol learning experience where you learn about government and hopefully learn about how, as a Christian, you can be salt and light in the area of civil government. And it happens in different states around America. This is Teen Pact.
And I do about four states a year. And I do Colorado because I live here. And
sure.
So the students and we hear from elected officials or bureaucrats. And we got to hear from Colorado Supreme Court Justice Richard Gabriel. And we met in the Supreme Court chamber.
Okay.
And he introduced himself, and the first question was, do you fear God? And he said, yes.
Oh, okay.
He said, yes. And he didn't hesitate. He said, well, I'm religious. I'm Jewish. And then he went on to talk a little bit about his background. He said, I'm a professional musician. And he said, with a name like Gabriel, you got to be. And he's a trumpet player.
Yeah.
So what's amazing, this is the justice appointed by Governor Hickenlooper.
Mm-hmm.
One of four of the justices who refused to hear the Jack Phillips appeal.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Phillips and liberty. Uh-huh. That's what it's all about, is liberty. Uh-huh. The right of an individual to bring into his business his religious beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
To refuse to have to be forced to enter into a contract with people with whom he disagrees. And so this guy was grandfatherly. He was kindly. He was well-spoken. He smiled. He was endearing.
Mm.
And after he left, I stood up and told the students, I said, you just looked into the face of evil.
Mm-hmm.
And they were shocked.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, look, this man does not hold to your view. He does not hold your worldview.
Mm-hmm.
He may be charming. He may be disarming. But you must understand that his worldview is antithetical to your worldview.
Mm-hmm.
And he is taking liberty away. And that's what the Pied Piper of Hamelin did. Evil doesn't come to you with horns and a tail and a pitchfork. He comes looking like a grandfather.
Yeah, he does.
Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. That's what the Pied Piper did. That's what Disney does. That's what's happening in our culture all over the place.
And that's why, Bill, we've got to define righteousness and that which is good by the laws of God. And I think without an understanding of the laws of God, you know, Hitler was a nice guy with his buddies.
Yeah, and his buddies were great family guys, I'm sure.
I'm sure they were. You know, righteousness has got to be defined by God's laws. Otherwise, friends, it's wickedness.
Yeah,
it's
not appearance, it's actions.
Otherwise, it's demonic.
Yeah.
Unless we start defining right and wrong by the absolute standards of God's law, God's word, then we will, like sheep, be led astray, we will turn everyone to his own way. And that, my friends, is what happened in the garden when Satan says, you shall be as gods, knowing slash determining good and evil for yourself. That is autonomy. And that's what man has been doing ever since. So we got to discern these things. What is good? What is evil? You've got to discern it by the laws of God.
And how do you determine that? And Justice Gabriel determines it by the law, he said.
That's right.
It's not by God.
By the laws of man.
Laws of man.
And if you want to
see a little bit of what he said, I've posted it on my YouTube channel. It's Simple Tools for Brain Surgery. Just go to YouTube and look up Simple Tools for Brain Surgery, and you can find it there. It's really kind of depressing.
Well, let's come back to this day-to-day garden variety form of discernment that's got to happen when it comes to culture. Culture is everywhere. Culture is almost 7/24 in most families' lives because music and movies and visuals and magazine covers are omnipresent everywhere we look. Friends, we're running into culture and expressions of culture. So here's a few points of discernment. Before you watch Beauty and the Beast, here's the first thing. Check your heart. Maybe you actually like false religions and false ideas. They're just better for you. You like them. You're drawn to them. You hear somebody say, oh, you just got to follow your heart. You got to follow your heart. And you say to yourself, oh, that sounds so good. Oh, that music, that movie was so good. He said to follow your heart. Well, he didn't say the heart was deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. He didn't say that, did he? No, he said, follow your heart. And you like it. You like it. These movies are more comforting to you than the Son of God who came into this world to save us from the wickedness of sin and to restore a wicked people who hated God to a right relationship with God. You don't like that narrative. You like the other narrative. So again, even if you're a professing Christian, I'm challenging you right now. Are you really a Christian? Do you really like God's narrative? Which narrative do you like? Maybe you're a fake Christian. You don't really like the real story of Christ. And that's why you keep going to see these other narratives. See, the real story is not the Beauty and the Beast. It's the Holy One and the Beast. It's not only love that changes the beast. It's not just human love that changes the beast. It's a divine love and a blood atonement that changes the beast. And also, by the way, it's not the external appearance that's the problem. It's the heart that's been marred. It's the heart that needs a radical change. So right away, we've got some clash in worldview here, Bill. Before we even talk about homosexuality, we've got a clash of narratives. So again, I think we got to challenge the Christian. Which narrative do you believe? Is the Christian narrative your conviction? Are you rooted and grounded on the conviction that the Son of God came down here to rescue rebellious sinners and reconcile us to God? Is that your narrative? And is the whole purpose of God's narrative to bring about righteousness, that we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works? Is that your narrative, or is it another narrative? Okay, so that's my first point. Second point is break the spell. Break the spell. Break the spell. You got to break the spell. And Bill, we've talked about this before. Print out the words. Print out the movie quotes. Stare at them. Compare them to Scripture. This is not rocket science, Bill. Have you done this? Have you done the movie quotes? Have you just sat there and said, now I listened to that, follow your heart. Just follow your heart. As the music was playing, I thought, this is a great movie. And then you print it out. You start staring at it. And you go, now, wait a minute. That doesn't really comport with the book of Jeremiah. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Are you with me here, Bill? You've got to break the spell. Now, you've done this many times in your presentations. You break spells constantly. Because why? You want people to think, don't you?
Yeah. You want them to love God with all heart, soul, strength, and mind. Now, the thing about movies, as we've talked about before, is that they appeal to all parts of the person. It's not just the dialogue. It's not just the music. It's the visual. All of these things work to appeal especially to one's heart. And that the problem is, once you give your heart to a movie, if someone criticizes it or critiques it, you're obligated to defend it. And so your heart gets involved, and therefore you tend to check your brain at the door.
Check your heart, check your brain. Break the spell. And here's one more thing. Don't trust the world. Just don't trust the world. Say, what is the world? The world is that which opposes Christ. About 85% of movie directors are confessedly atheistic, agnostic, or anti-Christian / post-Christian. Just remember that. About 85% of the movie producers out there are self-consciously opposed to Jesus Christ. So don't trust the world. The apostate Western world has a bad religion. It's called materialism, humanism, and existentialism. Now, some say it's better than the Muslim religion. Somebody told me that recently. I said, no. Whatever's taught in humanistic schools is better than the Muslims. Bill, I'm not convinced of that. I think a materialistic religion that will not acknowledge God, that is atheistic, agnostic, refuses to worship and fear the true and living God, I think that's a bad religion, and bad religions produce bad movies. Bad religions produce bad worship music, where they're worshiping man instead of God. And we've done some treatment of Nashville and the music that comes out in the top 40 charts. But that's their worship music. That's the worship music. Now, it's a wrong religion. It's as bad as the madrasas. It's as bad as the Muslim mosques. And you're probably including those things on your little iPods and saying, this is cool. But the problem is, it's worship music to the wrong God because it's got the wrong religion. So don't trust the world and its religion. And here's one more thing. Don't stumble your children. We've talked about stumble the kids departments that we find in Nashville and Hollywood. But don't stumble your children, especially when they're 3 years old, and you're sitting them in front of Walt Disney. Don't do that. Don't,
but Kevin,
don't,
it's rated PG.
Them.
Kevin, it's rated PG. Since when did we trust Hollywood to rate what should be seen in
that scene? Bill, of course. Yeah, it's like the foxes rating the hen house.
Yeah.
Rating the hen house.
Yeah, I like that.
You like that?
I saw what you did there.
Yeah. Okay, you saw what I did? Okay. Okay, don't stumble your kids, especially if they're 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, 7, 8 years old, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, or 15 years of age. Don't stumble your kids. It would be better for you that a millstone be hanged around your neck and you be drowned at the bottom of the sea. Those are the words that Jesus gave us in Matthew chapter 18. And then take the positive side of this. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Let the word of Christ dwell in your homes. Let the word of Christ dwell in your kids. Sing those hymns and psalms and spiritual songs, exhorting one another. It's Ephesians chapter 5. See, that's the contrast between, hey, don't have fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but then what do? You be filled with the Spirit. You let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. You sing the hymns, the psalms, the spiritual songs. Create a different culture. Create a godly culture in your home. You might get our Psalms Bible study guides as well and learn the right kind of emotion and worship and be sure your kids work through all 150 psalms. That's why we provide the Psalms Bible study guides. And, of course, the Proverbs Bible study guides. Oh, be sure that your children are given the beginning of wisdom and knowledge and the basic curriculum that God has laid down in His Word, specifically in the book of Proverbs, a book specifically designed to prepare young men and young women for life. Yes, even the sexual temptations that exist, Proverbs 5, Proverbs 7, should be virtually memorized by your kids. Yeah, the Word of God is there to equip the man of God, including the little kids of God, to every single good work, and you'll find that in the book of Proverbs. So let me just encourage you too. Our Bible study guides available at our website, kevinswanson.com or generations.org. Yeah, grab these Bible study guides for your family. We created them for families, and thousands of families are using them around the world. We encourage more to use these Bible study guides to equip your children in an age in which the Pied Piper of Hamelin is almost everywhere. Be sure your children are getting the Word of God into them. Our Bible study guides available at kevinswanson.com or generations.org. This is Kevin Swanson and Bill Jack in studio, and we invite you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.